This is the Stick and Hack Show. Conversation, discussion, debate, and golf talk from a stick, Mike Ryan, and the hack, Adam Grubb. Boys, you are up.
All right, everybody. Welcome in to the Stick and Hack Show. The most sophisticated golf show in the free world, presented by Perfect Pro-Ams. The Pro-Am at Camelback is their next event, May 1st through the 3rd, this year in Scottsdale, Arizona. Play alongside professionals in the most unique Pro-Am format there is. Go to PerfectProAms.com to learn more and register today. Proud sponsor of the Stick and Hack Show. I am Adam Grubb, the hack. That's Mike Ryan, the stick. Mike, what is up?
Nothing, man. It's exciting. I'm excited for today. This is going to be a great show.
We had a pre-show meeting where I said, make sure you're excited. And so you being excited is saying I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited. Okay. This is great. Let's
right,
go.
Good. All right, relax.
Attack the day. Okay. Carpe diem.
Calm down. Guest this week, Mike Buchfer, the CEO, founder, and designer at Rose and Fire, a custom handmade stylish head cover company from California, is on the program. And if you don't know Rose and Fire, you're going to after this show. An incredible company made here in the USA. The craftsmanship and the hand stitch and their entire business model is built on just some of the coolest stuff you can have in your golf bag. Yeah. from putter covers to driver covers. In fact, a custom-made stick and hack head cover is going to be on sale after this show today, after the show airs, is going to be when it goes live, and they're amazing. I'm excited.
That's why I'm so excited.
Right, because you get a free one.
Well, yeah.
Paid for
it's
by
perks.
Me.
Perks of being on this show.
He doesn't know it yet, but we're not paying the bill. So anyway, Mike's going to be on the show here in a little bit from Rose and Fire, and we're excited for that. First up, though, after 19 years on the LPGA, Natalie Gulbis is retiring this year. And it's crazy, Mike, to think that she's been playing golf for 19 years. Just how quickly time goes, but also how young she started. She has been a fixture in the LPGA for so many years and an incredible role model for most young golfers. It's exciting for her. She moves on to her next stage of her career. But, my God, 19 years in the LPGA.
Yeah, yeah. She was, I would say from a playing perspective, and I read an article, the article that we kind of read before this was really talking about she never had kind of the success that she wanted to on tour. I think she won one tournament. That was it. But, where she was really successful was off the golf course in her business life. And it was kind of amazing to see all the successes that she had in business that have kind of set her up for post-golf life.
And that's really what you don't think about are these golfers and the business at hand that comes with, because they're independent contractors. We've talked about this before. And really them setting themselves up for success starts with their endorsements, but also the businesses that they start. So she played in Northern California and the boys' high school team. There was not a girls' high school team at the time. And she played on the boys' high school golf team. And at 18, with a chance to turn pro, she went to the LPGA Q school, earned her card immediately, and has played since July of 2001. She's played in 361 professional events worldwide. She's won one.
Yep.
But she's had a very successful career as being that role model and the type of golfer that you would want your daughter or your son, really, quite frankly, anything, to emulate their excitement for the game, but her business savvy. And she's kept herself out of trouble. She's kept herself out of the limelight outside of being on the LPGA for so long. And, I mean, it was 20 years.
Yeah.
Have you ever done anything for 20 years in a row?
Golf.
Right. Okay. Well, another classic Mike answer. But she's going to play in 10 events this year, and then she's going to hang it up. But she is far from being done. She is doing so much for the game and doing so much for women's golf and girls in the sport, bringing up her impressive career in business is probably just starting. You're not gonna, she has a show on Golf Channel, I believe.
Yeah.
You're going to hear a lot more from Natalie Gulbis here as time goes on.
Yeah, I think you'll really start to see her kind of come out of her shell, because now she'll be able to, I think, focus on some of the other things off the golf course. Like, people always knocked her, like she didn't focus on golf enough, and I don't think that's fair to her. If you really knew her and kind of read about her, she was on the golf course 90% of the time. That right. was like what she was doing. But and, honestly, she probably was on the golf course too much to her detriment.
She's hurt now.
Yeah. She, right. Well, that was what probably right. put her there was she practiced too much, that kind of thing. She probably should have rested a little bit more.
She was also the forerunner in the women versus men getting paid the yeah. same at corporate events.
Yep.
So a lot of these golfers will get appearance fees, and she was stating that, hey, why are we paid
yeah.
so much less than the men in these events? And yep. really brought that to the forefront, which you know, back in 2007 and 8, it's always been a conversation, but for some reason you don't think how quickly she recognized that at such yep. a young age and said, hey, this isn't fair. This isn't the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
So she's done a lot for the game, and she will be missed on the course, but I'm sure that she's going to be staying in the game. And I read in the article that her dream and goal post-career is to be on the Stick and Hack Show.
Ooh, I like that.
Right. I mean, I typed it.
Oh, okay.
Right at the end of the article.
We can always hope.
But one day. Natalie Gulbis,
one day.
If you're listening,
yeah,
come on the Stick and Hack Show. All right. The other thing that happened over the last couple of weeks, the fastest game of golf, not in the USA. So we are big in quick golf, fast golf. Let's speed this up.
Yeah.
This dude, Sebastian Soderberg, he had basically mixed up a 10K race into his final round of golf at the world famous Omega Dubai Desert Classic.
Yeah.
Which, Mike, I don't know if you watched that, but that tournament is.
Yeah.
Something
it's
special.
Something, yeah. It's quite the spectacle.
So he was dead last, and so he just said, you know what, forget it. I'm just going to play as quickly as I can, and hopefully I can play well. He's 29 years old, and he needed 97 minutes, just over an hour and a half, to shoot a 3-over par 75. He played as a single and played the round. I don't know if you've ever seen. It's hilarious, actually. It's depressing and funny all the same, because you see this one person, you know, they're out at like 6:50 in the morning,
yeah,
and they're like, dude, just get it over with. Yeah. You're last. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
We care so little about you. We're not even going to give you a partner. You have to play it by yourself. And he played in 97 minutes, and he broke the record, the European Tour history record, and I think the all-time record was Thomas Peters at an hour and 59 minutes last year's Italian Open.
Yep.
So it's unbelievable that fast. And could you play around in that quick? I mean, you're basically running. And this dude is 29 years old, first of all. He's in shape, so those are two things we're not. He rocked it.
Not running? I could do it with a golf cart.
Who the hell could? My God.
I'm just saying.
That's the worst.
A souped-up golf cart,
yeah.
even at that.
I'm sorry. I gave you wrong information. Let me back up.
Why? What'd you do?
The record is 89 minutes. Yeah. The record, Wesley Bryan, has a PGA Tour mark of 89 minutes for the record in the 2017 BMW Championship.
Yes.
That's the record, 89.
That's correct.
Your boy, Sebastian Soderberg, went for 97 minutes.
I'm glad you cleared that up.
Well, I want our listeners to understand that if we're factual, if we're nothing else.
Yeah.
All right.
Not true.
All right, Mike Buchfer from Rosenfire. Mike, welcome into the Stick and Hack Show. We're going to change topics and get to something people care about quickly, because that, sir, nobody cared about. I could tell. Mike, welcome into the show. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So Rosenfire, the quick, down and dirty. Tell us about what you do. You're in California. First of all, thank you for getting up this morning and battling the 405, I can assume, or the 5 or whatever other ridiculous roads you have out there and being on the show. Tell us about Rosenfire. How long you guys been in business? What do you guys do?
We started in 2013, and we make golf club covers and accessories. Something that sets us apart, we're more of a manufacturer. You know, a lot of the companies out there, their golfers kind of know what they like. Try to figure out how to make it. We're a lot more involved in the manufacturing. That's
our thing. So sometimes a company name is just that. It's just a company name. It's a Yahoo. It's a Google. It's an Amazon. It doesn't really mean anything. Sometimes it does. Yours is a legacy. Rosenfire comes from generation and your grandmother. Tell me where Rosenfire came from and the legacy that your company is trying to build.
Yeah, well, Rose was my grandmother, and she was kind of the matriarchal designer of the family. After World War II, she designed hats. My uncles made clothes, you know, growing up. I was around his factory. My cousin has a denim company, so kind of a lot of designers in the family, you know, making different things. And I just happened to, you know, pursue golf. So.
Nice. That's awesome.
Was golf in your blood, or was design in your blood?
I'd say design was in my blood. Golf is a passion, though. It's something, you know, I came to sort of golfing in 2007 and just kind of saw an opportunity. You know, a lot of what was out there, particularly with putters, because actually before this, I had a putter company and I would design putters, and we needed to make head covers for the putters. And everything out there was vinyl and just, you know, not very exciting. And it was kind of the same thing over and over again, really one note. So what I did, I actually took real leather and I was hand branding it for the putter company. That's kind of what got me started. And I saw all the different things we could do. And in order to do that, I needed to start Rose Fire. So that's actually kind of
that's awesome.
How the whole thing began.
Do you feel a connection to each piece? I mean, it appears like to me, when I look at what you have on the website, is, you know, each piece has a connection to you personally in some way. Like how do you go through that design process, and, you know, where do you kind of get your ideas?
Well, yeah, I mean, everything we send out, you know, is a Rose and Fire product that, you know, comes with a promise, you know, it's going to function, it's going to be the highest quality you can get, all that stuff. And I want to make sure that every person, I don't really see what we're selling as much of a physical product as an experience. I want everyone to have a great experience, have something they can enjoy. You know, if we send something out and it's, you know, exactly what the customer ordered, but it's the wrong thing, like we're going to figure it out. At the end of the day, I just want to make sure that everyone's happy. So, yeah, there's a personal connection to the piece, a personal connection to the customer. There's kind of a relationship that you're building around the head covers and providing someone with that happiness in that little way that we can.
Yeah, that's great.
So let me ask you this, because we've got I've got a buddy who has this he has head covers and he buys a new one about every time right before he golfs because he loses it on the course. Are you thinking is there a possibility of a tracker that you could put inside the head covers just so that they don't lose them? Is that in your future, sir?
You know, this is not something I had thought of prior to this.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Maybe you should get a patent, you know?
Already done.
I don't know.
Already done. I'll license it back to you.
I was going to say, I'll get my attorney in touch with you. We'll do a licensing deal. We'll throw
necessary.
It in all the covers.
No attorneys. We'll just a handshake deal right here. It's fine. In front of everybody. Not a problem. you know, your facility isn't flashy. It's a manufacturing plant, and it doesn't feel, you know, golf-centric and you know, this cool, flashy, hip age manufacturing plant. It's people making head covers and hand making them and the craftsmanship there, but there's something very authentic because you're on social media a lot, you're on the Instagram stories, you're doing a lot of different things showcasing, hey, here's this person, here we're making this. You are authentic if you're nothing else. Is that part of the secret of Rose and Fire?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely nailed it. We're kind of the opposite of what you see nowadays for the most part. What you're seeing is places that really focus on design, and then they, however it's made, you know, 6,000 miles away, they're not worried about it. Yeah. We're intimately involved in the entire process, and we have nothing to hide, so I want to show it all. And it's just very simple and understandable, and something, you know, I could work with anyone on a head cover, and it's going to be made, you know, just feet away from where I'm sitting. So that's, it's something we can offer that I think is harder and harder to come by these days.
Yeah.
So I think it's refreshing for people.
Your product is, it's not a giveaway. It's not cheap. It is built for the golfer that wants to have something that they're prideful for. Do you have anything that you can show us just from a sample perspective? So on for the video people, they know what we're even talking about here.
Oh yeah, sure. So, this is a cover we got coming up, a, breast cancer cover. As you can see, all this leather is made in USA with a tannery that we work really closely with. On the back, here's actually something kind of interesting. I don't know if you see that.
Yeah.
This is zigzag on the elastic. Kind of zigzags back and forth. It holds the elastic down better and then puts less stress on the thread. And I'm not aware of any U.S. manufacturer that does that except for us. And 30 years ago, 40 years ago, maybe 50 now.
Yeah.
All the companies did it because it requires a special machine. The machines are old. It takes up space. So with American manufacturing getting scaled back, stuff like that has kind of gone away. It's trying to bring stuff like that back.
Awesome.
And also another thing we don't talk about too often, but we're getting into the weeds a little bit here. We use nylon thread, like really heavy duty nylon thread on these. So nothing's going to happen to them.
Yeah.
A lot of little things like that that you won't get when you make something overseas. Don't worry about the thread, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And so Mike, I've been a fan of your guys' products for a while. Everything on your website I love, but have you ever designed anything that you thought was going to be awesome and it turned out to just kind of be like a dud?
Yes. Yeah. Some putter covers come to mind for
nice.
Sure. Some wacky shaped putter covers come to mind. Yeah, definitely come out with some stuff that was a little weird, or maybe like I got a little too
get a little abstract with it. Yeah.
Into my own head on the design. Since we started kind of working with customers more, that hasn't happened as much. But I have bad ideas all
yeah.
the time.
So he's Mike Bookfuhrer from Rose and Fire, and CEO, founder, and designer. Custom head covers, as well as many other apparel, accessories for golf. You even wallets. I saw some wallets on your site. I mean, you have some really, really cool things. But your company and the name, of course, is a huge influence. Your grandmother, Rose, which ironically is also my grandmother's name was Rose. It was a big influence in the 40s and 50s in high class design and bringing that sense of craftsmanship and a sophistication and a coolness to hats. You are now bringing that same thing to hats for clubs. See what I did, Mike?
I have nothing to say about that. That is the worst.
No, I disagree. I think
or is it the best?
I think that was probably one of the better lines in 16 episodes that I've ever had.
All right, fine. I'll give it to you.
So, Mike, there's not a question there. I'm just simply stating you make hats for clubs, and your grandmother made hats. That's where we're at.
Yeah. Exactly. I couldn't have put it better myself.
Right. Nobody could.
That's incredible.
I killed it. I think there was a question in there. Oh, yeah. Was this your overall path that you were trying to go down? Did you, when you were working with them and in those design shops and as they made their hats, did you say, wow, this is what I want to do for a living?
I always did love and sewing too. You know, I've sewn since I was little and making patterns and doing all that. But, you do get kind of get pushed into getting a traditional education and all that stuff and, typical career path. But, you know, I was in law school and I was looking at, they want you to become a lawyer when you go to law school, believe it or not.
That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
This is not for me. I can't do this. And so then I started a putter company.
Yeah.
That's how I got into golf, or the golf business, I should say.
Right.
I was already into playing in it for
awesome.
All right, so we got a write-in question here. Speaking of putters, this is from a Stick and Hack. This is from Stick and Hack member and buddy Jason C. He writes in, "Dear Adam and Mike, love your show. You guys are the best things that ever happened to me in my entire life. Thank you again for Stick and Hack. I made all that up. This is what he asked. Hey, Mike, when are you going to make putters again? So he's apparently a huge fan of your putters.
Question.
So tell us about that.
I'm glad he asked because that's kind of what determines what we do is when I get a bunch of people asking me to do something. So we might have to do that pretty soon. That's usually a good summer item.
Yeah, nice. I like that. And we'll have on the side, Stick and Hack logo on the side. We'll co-brand it and we'll blow those up and we'll get those on the PGA Tour and then we'll all retire. Any questions?
It's got to be like a three-way collabo because last one we did with Lamont. For Mancrafted.
Oh, right.
Heard of them. They're a small putter company out of Arizona. Really, really cool guy.
Nice.
We make some covers for them. And he's made putters for us and they're gorgeous.
Yeah. All right.
Awesome. I love the boutique like putter scene is actually a really. It's pretty big out there.
So I have a
think that's something that, that could be really cool.
I have a Seymour and I like it because it's nobody really knows what it is. And they're like, Sticks know what it is. They know Seymour.
Yeah.
But they don't spend any money on the PGA. They don't even name the golfers that use their clubs on their site. They're like, hey, the number 8 golfer in the world uses Seymour. And then I got to go and look it up. And I'm like, who the hell's that?
Yeah.
But there is something very cool about that. That boutique and customized and truly personal experience that the putter is, you guys making those, I think there is something there that you need to bring back because people are asking for it because you guys do such great work.
Yeah, I think we'll have to. The Seymour putters are great too. I know a lot of people who play those. The funny thing with those, though, I think a lot of people don't really use the technology on those the way it's supposed to be played. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Tell me.
I think that was a dig at me.
It is. It should be. Because you're terrible at golf.
It wasn't meant to be a dig.
No, it is. It's good. Don't back down from that, Mike. Go with it.
I'm not terrible at golf.
You have to lean in to the insults on Adam.
I'm not terrible at golf. I'm not the best putter. There's a huge difference.
You're bad.
All right. Do you have a question? Why don't we shift this?
Do
to
I have
you?
A question? Yeah. I do, actually. And this is kind of Adam actually told me to ask you this, Mike, and I kind of tried to shoot it down, but I'm going to ask it anyways. How hard is your job?
Right? That's a good question.
That is a good question. You know, there's a lot of elements to it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. You know, I enjoy. There's a lot of challenges, certainly.
Yeah.
I think I'm kind of the glue that keeps the whole factory together. Yeah. You know, a lot
see
of people have all their independent jobs.
See, that was a good pun. That was a good pun, Adam. He doesn't know what a good pun is. You do. So.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, good job, Mike.
Glue factory. See?
When they're not working that well together, it gets a little tough. But for the most part, we try to keep things running pretty smooth. So
that's
awesome. It depends on the day.
You have the word craftsmanship is overused in most companies, right? Everyone says a handcrafted, but it really isn't. Your guys' product is handcrafted, and there's something special about that. Tell me about your team, the people that you have behind the scenes. You're the middle there, but there's a bunch of people that are putting these things together, and I've seen a lot of them on social media. They're a family, and they're part of something very, very special and very unique and very customized. What is their day like? Every day probably changing and different. They're still making the same thing, but how they go about it is probably different every time, correct?
Yeah, I mean, essentially what we do is we break down the manufacturing into operations. So let's say to make a head cover is about 20 steps. So each one's an operation. And then to make it the most efficiently, you try to maximize like the number of units you're doing for each of those operations. So they could be doing just like cutting driver covers an entire day or just sewing on a label for 3 hours or something. But it's sort of a certain catharsis to it, you know, when you're doing it, it's almost like gardening or something.
Yeah.
And then also connecting them with the customers. Like when we get feedback, reviews, people send emails in, you know, often I'll print those up and hand those out. Our crew really takes pride in what they do. And I think to have fulfillment, you know, in life, you need to feel like you're making it there, even if it's just a little tiny bit, but knowing that you're, you know, making people happy and giving them a product that's better than what they would have had otherwise. And that's kind of when you see it in the product too, you know, that we're always trying to find better ways to make them, you know, more efficiently, better, whatever we can do. And that's because we care. So that's really, I think the difference is the caring.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's great to see a young business person, an entrepreneur. You're creating jobs, but you're also creating some awesome products that people they need. But they also it's part of their game. It's part of the experience of golf, and it's really cool to see it. The Rose and Fire name means something to you, and it now means something to our listeners and other people because they know the legacy and the story behind it, but also how you guys manufacture products is remarkable. And the new Stick and Hack head covers, which are going to be online here right after the show, they are they're incredible, and we're very, very proud to have those, have you guys manufacture those for us, and we hope there's more of those types of products down the road for us because it's just really, really cool. We appreciate it.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure working with you guys.
Good. All right, last question as always. When do we get to play golf with you, sir, in California? Or you come here. I don't know why you would, but let's if you live in California, right? So when do we get to play golf in California? Or when... So we have a secret event we have not announced yet, so I need to be careful here. But in the fall, we have something pretty special for Stick and Hack members that is going to be happening. Will you, not knowing any of the details, mind you, will you promise us here on the show that you will you promise us on the show that you'll be here for that event come hell or high water?
I guess.
Just say yes. It doesn't.
He just did.
It's fine.
He said, I guess.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
It's all the confidence in the world. Mike, don't worry. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know. All right.
Right.
He's Mike Buchforer from Rosenfire. Mike, founder, CEO, and designer. Go to rosenfire.com. Follow them online at Rosenfire. And go get the Stick and Hack head covers here in a little bit. But anything else from Rosenfire, amazing stuff. Mike, we appreciate your time on the show. Thank you for being on the Stick and Hack program.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
We'll talk to you
it.
Soon. All right, there he goes. Rosenfire, a proud guest here on the Stick and Hack Show.
I love their products.
You know, I didn't know their products until you.
Yeah,
and,
they're awesome. And they make really good stuff.
They're really, really good. Yeah. And I think what's cool is the story behind it, but also, you know, from hey, I like golf. But I'm here for the passion of the product and of the manufacturing and and the craftsmanship. So
I always love hearing the stories behind like companies like that and how they started and like what kind of the backstory is. That's always fascinating.
And he's a good dude too.
Yeah, great dude. Yeah, so, he's awesome.
All right, we move into the clubhouse now. And the Mike, there's a new, and I don't know if you saw this or not, Rory and a couple other people were talking about, there's a new golf tour that is now making waves and is finally becoming a real possibility. They've talked about this for years. And when I started digging into this, I didn't even understand it, but it feels like the XFL or arena football. You got the NFL, and then you got these other leagues that are like, oh, hold on a second. Yeah. We can do something better and something different. The PGA is just a league and is just this group of people that said, an organization that said, hey, let's get all these golfers together and do tournaments. But what is stopping anybody from coming in and making their own league? So there is an upstart potential new golf league that will compete with the PGA and taking some 25 or 30 of the top and bringing big prize money, doing less events. And for the first time ever, professional golfers are saying, yeah, we'll look into this tour. Tell me, what do you know about it? And what are your thoughts?
So it's unclear to me from what I read on it so far, if it's going to be a team-based concept or if it's going to be another kind of individual golf tour.
I think it's the individual golf tour. I don't think it's team.
I've read some things where it's possible. There's a possibility it could be like a team thing.
Because that's what you want.
That's what I want. Right. I think would be incredible is a golf tour that has teams that are associated with cities like the NFL.
Right.
And you have franchises and they play match play golf all the time. I think that would be amazing.
I think so too.
Now, the problem is, and we've already started to see the PGA is kind of term?
Careful now.
Circling the wagons, I guess, around trying to shoot this thing down. Basically stating if you decide to play on this tour, you're not going to play on the PGA tour.
And that is the worst possible thing they could do, but as independent contractors, but I also understand their point. It would be
they're trying to protect their sponsors and all the TV contracts and the money and all that
the
stuff.
The money. That's they're trying to protect.
They're trying to protect the money, for sure. That's
no doubt about it.
I'll be interested to see what actually ends up happening with this whole thing and if they're able to get it off the ground. Because I've heard there's some pretty major money behind it.
Right. So with that being said, that there's a new upstart potential golf league coming in, I thought that today it would be a great time for us to do a session called Would It Work, a Would It Work session for the Stick and Hack Tour.
Yep.
So we've whiteboarded some things. I've got a team of scientists and professional athletes and marketing people in a room just yesterday.
Yep.
We spent 14 hours
coming
up with the rules for the Stick and Hack Tour. And I thought it would be great. This is the first time you've heard of this because you weren't able to come to the meeting yesterday for some reason. So it's called a...
I don't think I got that invite.
Well, maybe that's why you
probably
didn't...
Probably intentional.
That makes more sense. That makes more sense.
I know how this works.
Would It Work session, the Stick and Hack Tour. Okay?
Okay.
It's 12 holes only.
Okay.
Okay? We only play 12 holes. That's all we have time for.
Could work.
2 hours and 10 minutes.
Could
that's
work.
That's good enough.
Could work.
Okay?
Yeah.
So that's about the time you get the text.
That's
hey,
when...
You almost done?
Yeah, my wife plays golf, and that's about when she gets done. She's
right.
Like over it's like
I'm
12
done.
Holes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's about it.
Okay.
Free hot dogs for all participants. So when
I love that idea.
Bartender Alex liked that one.
Yeah. I'm shock totally into free hot
shock
dogs.
Shock of the year.
Yeah.
Free hot dogs.
Is that just for the participants?
Yeah.
Or anyone? What about?
For fans?
Yeah. Free hot dogs.
All right. What the hell?
Free hot dogs and popcorn.
Sure. We can do whatever we want. It's a okay. working session. All right. Like what a work it. Session. I'm adding that.
Free hot dogs,
free hot
and,
dogs
popcorn.
For,
and
nope,
popcorn.
Stop it. That's now right. That's a you're a cost center.
Popcorn's cheap.
You're being a cost center. All right. Rules official, rule number three for the Stick and Hack tour. Our rules official would be a coin. So if okay. any time someone's like, hey, can I do this? We're like, I don't what the hell? I don't know. Heads or tails? Heads, yeah, you can do it.
All right.
Right?
Yeah.
I like
that
a
that
lot.
That could work. Yeah.
It cuts out all the,
yeah,
all
it's
the
chance.
BS.
Yeah, it adds a little bit of a
right. can I
game of chance
can
factor
I
to it.
Dig
okay.
out the
like
sand
that.
with my club.
Ooh.
I don't know. Ask the rule official.
Is it Patrick Reed?
Exactly. He probably would have had a better shot.
He's flipping
right, so,
the coin.
So to recap, 12
right,
holes
like
only,
it.
Free hot dogs for participants, a popcorn apparently.
Yeah.
And our rules official would be a coin. The fourth, one event a month with invite only from a random draw of the top 250.
Okay.
Makes yeah, sense?
That could work. Top 250 of what?
I don't know. 250.
Chefs?
Yeah, 250. Yeah, 250,
250
Michelin
chefs.
Starred chefs.
I like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Playing golf.
Of the professionals.
Oh, okay. All right.
Not random people.
Well, I don't know. I'm just asking. This is a brainstorming session.
Yeah,
I
you're right. You're right. I apologize. I'm
okay.
All right. Next, no carts. So we use the
yep.
scooters that people use in like the downtown areas. You know, those the Lime scooters
okay.
that are just thrown
yeah.
on the side of the street
yeah.
at the in the middle of the
work.
Night from a bunch of
work.
Drunk idiots.
That could work.
You
or
take those.
Another idea. What? This could be it's similar along that line. It's that line that Pat Perez. They're like motorcycles
right.
that go on the golf course.
Yeah,
you could do those.
Yeah,
too.
Or the, or maybe just one
or
of
you
those,
pick.
Yeah, you pick it by the coin.
Yeah, flip a coin
yeah.
and you either get
no,
this cool
motorcycle.
I was
there, Shane. I was already there.
Yeah,
I don't need that help.
Yeah, you get a cool motorcycle or you get a Lime scooter.
Well, we got it. What would you have
like
an idea? Hoverboard. Nah, it's dumb.
Nah,
would never work.
Never.
Bad idea.
It's a terrible idea.
All right, next one. Betting is not just allowed, it's mandatory.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
Every shot, every hole, everything,
I'm
mandatory.
In. Yeah, I love that.
Even if it's a dollar, it's a quarter, it's
yes.
whatever. You have to bet every
yeah.
single shot. I will hit it within 8 feet
flip
of the
coin,
air. Blah, blah. Right.
Flip coin. At
got
the
it.
Beginning. No, here's what we do. Flip a coin for max bets.
Oh, good.
So it's either heads or tails. Heads.
Not Marty confused.
Dollar bet.
Marty confused.
Tails, $50
no,
bets.
Marty confused.
No? All right.
I won't do it. All right, you can phone a friend and have somebody putt for you up to 5 times per round. So at any point, you can have somebody
okay.
putt for you.
All right.
Got it?
Sure.
All right, done. That's for me specifically, personally.
I'm not putting for you.
It's a very selfish rule. And then the last rule is for the Stick and Hack Tour that we're workshopping here. No prize money, just pride
yep.
and free hot dogs.
Okay. I don't know how much draw we would get there, but yeah, let's try it. I'm open to anything, man.
All right, perfect. So it's done. Stick and Hack Tour.
Let's do it.
It's done. I think Mike's still on the phone from Rose and Fire. Mike, you like all those rules? You good?
You
nice
can
gone.
Answer.
Nice spot. Whatever, Mike. Rose and Fire didn't want to hear the rules. All right, stickandhack.com. The Stick and Hack Show presented by PerfectProAms.com, a unique pro-am experience for all golfers. Go to PerfectProAms.com to learn more and sign up today. Their next event is in May. Next up, we've got the Elisa Goudet. From Women's Golf Day, bring us information on one of the biggest days of golf for women in the world. That's next on the Stick and Hack Show. Go to stickandhack.com. Become a member of the greatest golf club in the world without the course today. Mike, proud of you. Great show. Thank you.
Great show, man.
Talk to you later.
Peace out, guys.
The Stick and Hack Show is now over. Subscribe, rate, comment, and tell your friends. You are now free to go about your day.